2007. What happened again in 2000? Wait a minute. Flashback. That's the same year that Apple revealed the world-changing iPhone. Now there were touchscreens, open APIs, revolutionary UIs. Oh my, it was nuts. There were so many possibilities. It was so complex. For users as well as developers, this was a dream coming to the real world. Web 2.0 and open API apps that were developed for phones as well as the networks combined with the new capabilities of mobile computing changed the game. And unlike the iPhone's not-so-smart predecessors, the Moto Q, the BlackBerry, the Palm Trio, and the Nokia E62, the iPhone introduced the idea of a blank slate. This blank template came in the form of a glass multi-touch screen that Apple unveiled. It was unlike anything we've seen before, because traditionally phone buyers and users were extremely dependent on the phone's interface of a quirky plastic keyboard and buttons to interact with any software or app that was written for the specific device post-shipment. I mean, think about it. If a developer thought of a great application 6 months after the fact of the phone's initial release, you couldn't just add an additional button to the device to make the navigation of the software more pleasant. The devices have already been shipped. But more importantly, the end user really didn't like the idea of software and apps' level of depth and immersion being dependent on the engineering and ergonomics of the phone itself. Now developers could bring their own buttons to their software, and who better to write these buttons than the creators of the applications and software themselves? This is why Apple made billions of dollars. No large companies wanted to invest on the research and development or updating hardware manufacturing every single year. This high-stakes game of smartphone manufacturing, Apple raised, and raised big. The competition needed a raise back to stay in the game, but most folded at the sight and size of what Apple bet on the iPhone. This beautiful competition of companies brought the hardware and software in perfect harmony. Really, consumers should have had smartphones like this since the inception of social networks back in 2003. But it took Jobs to spend millions of developing a phone that crushed everything else and then forced companies to start making phones that weren't glorified calculators. And with this, we the people had obtained that numbingly easy interface that had become ultimately synonymous with every iPhone, with the functionality of every Apple device. This created a reality of true mobile networking. Not the out-of-touch company's interpretation of how people should be mobile networking, or the ways we interact with the devices themselves. Although the iPhone wasn't the first smartphone that was shipped onto the market, the iPhone was really the first device that brought the idea forward that networking mobily should be simple and easy to use. We could communicate anywhere, at any time, easily and well. The device was so blissfully synchronized with these social networks that these networks couldn't help but...